This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The independent UN special investigator on Myanmar is now warning that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy by orchestrating a sham election this year and is urging all countries to reject the illegal vote. Tom Andrews also urged countries that support human rights and democracy to recognize the underground umbrella organization for opponents of military rule as a legitimate representative of Myanmar's people. He says in a report released on the eve of the second anniversary of the ouster of Aung San Suu Kyi, elected government, that according to the Constitution, the military drafted in 2008 its coup on February 1st, 2021, was illegal, and its claim as Myanmar's government is illegitimate. Ukraine has won support from Baltic nations and Poland for its weeks-long quest to obtain Western fighter jets. That ambition follows pledges by some larger nations last week to send Kyiv sophisticated modern tanks to help it beat back Russia's invasion force after almost a year of fighting. The Estonian foreign minister urged all Western community countries to speed up military help for Ukraine, for Kyiv, including fighter jets. Poland, Slovakia, and the Baltic countries on NATO's eastern flank feel especially threatened by Russia. And the French counterpart says that they do not discuss specific fighter jets, but did talk about aviation platforms to help Ukraine's ground-to-air defense. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States will increase its deployment of advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula as it strengthens joint training and operational planning with South Korea in response to a growing North Korean nuclear threat. Austin made the comments after he and South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup agreed to further expand their combined military exercises. This is VOA News. Mourners are paying their respects to Cardinal George Pell, who lies in state in the Sydney Cathedral, as police seek a court order to prevent protesters from disrupting his funeral. The staunchly conservative church leader will lie in St. Mary's Cathedral from Wednesday until he is interred in the cathedral crypt after a funeral mass the following day. The New South Wales police force have rejected an application from a gay rights group for a permit to protest outside the cathedral on Thursday due to safety concerns. Police are applying to the New Wales Supreme Court on Wednesday to prohibit the rally. Protesters tied ribbons in memory of victims of clergy abuse to the cathedral's fence early on Wednesday. Nikki Haley is moving closer to making her presidential campaign official. And on Wednesday, supporters of the former South Carolina governor will get an email invitation to a February 15 launch event in Charleston, at which she plans to announce her plans, but not authorized to speak them. Haley was elected to two terms as South Carolina governor before Donald Trump tapped her to serve in his cabinet. Haley has times feuded with other White House officials. A 2018 departure fueled speculation that she would challenge Trump in 2020 or replace Vice President Mike Pence on the ticket, but Haley didn't do either. Elon Musk, in a tweet, declared he had the financing to take Tesla private in 2018 and caused billions of dollars in investor damages after the deal collapsed. Now, that is according to estimates presented Tuesday at a trial examining the handling of the buyout proposal. The mind-bending estimates laid out by two experts hired by attorneys representing Tesla shareholders underscore the challenges facing a nine-person jury as a three-week trial winds down this week. The outcome could add to the financial fallout from Musk's troublesome tweets, which have already resulted in about $40 million in settlements with securities regulators. And recapping our top story, the independent UN special investigator on Myanmar is now warning that the country's military rulers plan to seek legitimacy, warning that the country's military and it will be orchestrating a sham election this year and urging all countries to reject the vote, calling it illegal. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.